This weekend, Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney chose Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan to be his running mate. Ryan has been elected to the House for 7 terms and is a Tea Party favorite best known for authoring budgets that would slash federal spending and lower taxes on the richest taxpayers. Robert Craig, executive director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin, says the news of Ryan's selection got mixed reaction in his home state.
I think it was as divided in Wisconsin as it was nationally. That is, the conservative base is excited and thrilled, but people who know him, you know, from the progressive labor community, of course, are very concerned about what it would mean to have his policies implement at the national levels. But obviously a lot of interest, given that he's a Wisconsin product.
What has he done as a representative that really stands out for the people of Wisconsin? Has he benefited or done things to the detriment of his constituents?
It's kind of interesting. Even though he's been in since 1998, he's really been focused on national policy. So how you know him for his 2 budgets is how people know him here in Wisconsin. He was elected in what was a marginally Democratic district with a lot of labor voters, so he's a very effective politician, but he has won very easily ever since. And in fact, the district has been changed through redistricting to become safer for him. He's a very effective on-the-ground politician, very likable and congenial, and holds a lot of town halls for the most part. But there's a real disconnect between the kind of boy next door demeanor and what his vision is for the country, which is basically to repeal much of the 20th century and make opportunity and freedom and security much less available to the middle class and the people struggling to get into the middle class.
His budget plans are, as you said, the things that have given him the most notoriety. What would the Ryan budgets do for the middle class, or to the middle class, maybe even more appropriate?
Well, he phrases everything in terms of being adults about the national debt and the deficit. Of course, without really mentioning that we're in a worse situation by far because of the actions of the Republicans when they had full control, when we had 2 wars and expanded Medicare into prescription drugs without paying for it, and had vast new tax cuts that went disproportionately to the wealthy. And he doubles down on that strategy. So really, he's using the national debt and the deficit as a pretext to implement a very radical view that the federal government shouldn't do much of what it's been doing since the Great Depression. And so his plan actually reduces federal revenue $4.6 trillion, which is, of course, no way to deal with the deficit or the debt, while giving millionaires on top of the Bush tax cuts an average $250,000 a year tax cut, increasing their income by 12.5% a year. Of course, his theory is that will produce growth, and of course, there's no evidence of that. It's an ideological position, not something grounded in economics. And because of that, he over time eliminates almost all discretionary spending outside of Medicare and Medicaid and defense. He won't have a student loan program. He immediately guts Pell Grants, food stamps, unemployment insurance, a number of vital programs. And he ends Medicare as we know it by creating a voucher program where it'll lose value over time, so seniors will have more and more costs shifted onto themselves, and then cuts Medicaid, which is the program that provides health care for low-income people and then long-term care for seniors and people with disabilities, cuts it a third initially and then ultimately in half and leaves it to the states, which of course will force the states to make draconian cuts. And so in the guise of dealing with the national debt, he actually makes this a much crueler society where there's a lot less economic security and there's a lot less opportunity. We stop investing in a lot of the things that are the foundations of shared opportunity and mobility and really freedom for the middle class and for lower-income people struggling to get to the middle class.
Despite all of that, he is a darling of the Tea Party. He has a populist base. Why would people who would be affected so adversely vote for Paul Ryan?
Well, they've been sold a bill of goods, and they're very adamant about it. They think, in fact, that the country, I mean, if you're looking from a Tea Party perspective, that somehow the country is unfair and the undeserving are being benefited. They assume that money going to low-income people is much larger than it is. They don't really know what the composition of federal spending really is. They attack all of the money in the federal government when a huge proportion of it is Social Security, which Paul Ryan advocated for privatizing, and Medicare, and then Medicaid. And so they think somehow that this is more responsible and that this is going to create a society that is better for people when it will not. So there's a real disconnect between their anger and their vision of what's wrong with the country and what the actual implications of this policy would be. And we need really for people to understand that an unregulated market with wealth concentrated is a prescription for something like we had in the Gilded Age, where we didn't have a large middle class and where life was extremely precarious. And if you lost your job, then your family was destitute, and you certainly didn't have anything like retirement security or health security or the other things that we can't take them for granted now, but which are much more available now than they were 100 years ago.
Would the selection of Paul Ryan as a vice presidential candidate free Mitt Romney to play more the moderate Republican in his approach to things and perhaps take some of the edge off of his rhetoric?
I think it's really hard now for Mitt Romney to separate himself from the Ryan agenda. They tried early on to say that he'd be president, that he hadn't adopted all elements of the Ryan plan, but Ryan's national reputation is his plans, and they're not just his plans. They're now the past budget 2 years in a row of the U.S. House of Representatives, of the Republican majority. And so I think it makes it much harder for Romney to track to the middle on a whole range of issues. Ryan is so defined on issues, it's not like your usual vice presidential candidate who's taken from a swing state or a state that might be helpful and might be a personality, a regional balance, a gender balance. But in this case, you're taking on a very well-developed agenda, and I think the media is going to focus on that. So I think it's really locked Romney into a much harder right-wing position in the general election.
Robert Craig is Executive Director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin.